The National Bureau of Statistics says China's population on the mainland has reached 1.41 billion, citing data from the 7th National Population Census. The figure does not include Hong Kong, Macau, or Taiwan. Foreigners living on the mainland were not counted either. The population's grown by more than 0.5% annually over the past decade, but dropped slightly compared to the period between 2000 and 2010. Chinese people aged 60 or above account for 18.7% of the total population. People living in urban areas on the mainland totaled over 901 million, representing nearly 64% of the total population. A Chinese-made meteorological satellite designed for a dawn-dusk orbit has passed a factory review in Shanghai. That's a sun-synchronous orbit where the satellite tracks but never moves into the Earth's shadow. Since the satellite is close to the shadow, the part of Earth directly above it is always at sunset or sunrise, hence the name dawn-dusk orbit. As the sun's light is always shining on the satellite, it can make constant use of its solar panels. The satellite will enhance China's capabilities in forecasting climate change response and disaster prevention and reduction. Alibaba's Ant Group has become the latest major business to offer users access to China's digital currency as part of an ongoing trial. MyBank, which is backed by Ant Group, has officially begun allowing its users to link their accounts with the Chinese Digital Yuan app. The Digital Yuan wallet feature was recently activated, and MyBank is already among the operators of that e-wallet. The new e-wallet is accessible to some users through Ant's Alipay app, one of two primary mobile payment apps in China. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine in people aged between 12 and 15. The Food and Drug Administration declared that the Pfizer vaccine is safe and offers strong protection for teens based on testing of more than 2,000 volunteers aged between 12 and 15. The Prime Minister of Malaysia has announced another nationwide COVID-19 lockdown, which will be put in place until June. Social gatherings and interstate travel have been banned and schools have been closed. However, all economic sectors will be allowed to keep operating. The government says the lockdown will come into effect on Wednesday and will remain in place until June 7th. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has canceled a trip to Japan because of surging cases of COVID-19 in the country. Bach was to visit Hiroshima next Monday and meet the torch relay and then travel to Tokyo. The trip was made impossible because of a state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of the country that's been extended until May 31st. The IOC says Bach's visit will be made as soon as possible. While the IOC and Japanese officials say the Olympics will happen this summer, a poll shows that nearly 60% of people in Japan want the games to be canceled. Chinese football star Wu Lei will return to the national team for the 2022 FIFA World Cup Asian qualifiers, which are scheduled to kick off in late May. Wu just helped Spanish club Espanyol to win promotion to La Liga. The 29-year-old forward, who's been absent from the national team since November 2019, has been listed on the 26-man roster. Meantime, five naturalized players, including Aika Sen, Allen, and Fei Nandua, have been called up to the national team. Head coach Li Tia and his players will assemble for a training camp in Shanghai starting on Friday.